This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Laid off. Others argue local manufacturers and businesses hire workers with disabilities as a form of charity, which would end after raising the subminimum wage. The bill could come up for a vote this spring. DPD has announced they're participating in an effort to step up enforcement across the state as part of Distracted Driving Awareness Month. Throughout April, motorists can expect increased patrols looking for texting and driving and other traffic violations. We've got more stories, podcasts, and videos at nowdecatur.com.
Don't let Trump win. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's the gist of the special counsel's filing last night at the Supreme Court ahead of a hearing later this month in the criminal case against the former president over attempts to overturn the 2020 election. Jack Smith urging the justices to reject the Trump claim that he's immune from prosecution from actions taken while president. Meanwhile, in New York, an appeals judge rejected the former president's attempt to delay his first criminal trial. The jury questionnaire is also now ready.
Made up of 42 questions. While none ask about party affiliation or voting histories, they do include, have you, a relative, or a close friend ever worked or volunteered for any Trump group or organization? Have you ever attended a rally or campaign event for any anti-Trump group or organization? Jury selection begins next week in the trial for the former president accused of falsifying business records to cover up payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. The U.S. went on the attack again in Yemen, again targeting Houthi militants who've been attacking ships in and around the Red Sea. The American strikes took out missiles and a ground control station for the Iran-backed militants, something Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin could be asked about at a Senate hearing next hour. Two parents will soon return to court in Michigan, facing up to 15 years in prison.
James and Jennifer Crumley were tried separately, but will be sentenced at the same hearing this morning. Their son, Ethan, killed four students at Oxford High School 3 years ago. He's serving life without parole. The Crumley parents are the first in the country to be tried and convicted for involuntary manslaughter linked to their son's actions.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Connecticut does it again, repeating as college basketball national champions. Coach Dan Hurley credits players
that are willing to not make it about themselves and to be a part of a winning group and to go for all the championships.
UConn beat Purdue 75-60 on TBS. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. Are you still on the fence about owning gold? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. The Oxford Gold Group are the pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
We mentioned Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin testifying this morning at a Senate hearing. It comes after his call last night with Israel's defense minister discussing the war in Gaza. As the U.S. opposes a new offensive, Israel says it has set a date for going after Hamas militants in Rafah, in an area of Gaza filled with Palestinian civilians. Now, Hamas has rejected Israel's latest ceasefire offer, but talks continue with National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby, hoping they can finally work out a deal.
Which could do a lot to ease the burden on the Gazan people and to help us improve that humanitarian assistance.
More than 300 trucks full of humanitarian aid entered Gaza on Sunday. That's the most in a single day since the war started. A first in the fight against climate change, an international court ruling. Europe's highest human rights court decided that its member nations have an obligation to protect citizens from the ill effects of climate change, but threw out another case that was aimed at forcing countries to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Somebody in Oregon is hoping to live happily ever after.
A person with a ticket matching all six Powerball numbers from Saturday's $1.3 billion jackpot has come forward to claim the prize, according to Oregon officials, who say their identity will not be revealed until after certain security measures and vetting has taken place. We do know the ticket was purchased at a Plaid pantry in the northeast part of Portland. The convenience store will get a $100,000 bonus for selling the fourth largest ticket in Powerball history. The winner can choose a lump sum of $621 million or an annuity over 30 years, all before taxes. Players in Oregon, with few exceptions, are not allowed to remain anonymous. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures have been mixed, not moving much like yesterday when the Dow fell 11 points, but the Nasdaq rose 5. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
It took more than makeup, costumes, music, and lights to get me on stage. It took the gift of an organ donor.
Nobody said it was easy. It's such a shame for us to part.
Be an organ donor, because life does go on.
Register at lifegoeson.com.
Coach House Garages, designed to fit your life, budget, and dreams. Built on generations of Amish craftsmanship with the best warranty in the industry, where service is more than a promise, it's a guarantee. Their custom-built buildings have been turned into all kinds of spaces, from garden sheds and pool houses to workshops and guest houses. The possibilities are endless. You can count on Coach House to listen to your needs and create the perfect building to fit your vision. For more information, visit CoachHouseGarages.com.
Here's a look at your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast today. Partly sunny, high near 68. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 47. For Wednesday, 50% chance of showers after 2 p.m. Mostly cloudy and a high of 68. Then Thursday, showers with a high near 58. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 50 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:06. This look at your weather brought to you by Shop on Main, downtown Decatur. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering.
Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday edition of Byers and Company. By the way, there was a men's championship game last night. We'll check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports this hour. Plus, Dale Coley stopping by to preview Pharmacy Facts with friends. A lot to get to. Company starts now.
Byers and Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Yes, in that men's game, UConn seemed pretty dominant to me. I think the final score was 75-60, but it didn't even feel that close. Those big men are so awkward to watch.
Yeah, they hurt.
And I don't mean anything, like, I don't mean that as a pejorative. The
movements are different.
They're bigger, just so, yeah. So gigantic.
Yep.
And kind of awkward, although they can have, like, I love when the big guy has the soft shooting touch, you know?
Which has been a modern development. I mean.
Oh, I don't know. Jabbar always seemed like that to me.
Yeah, he was soft, but there are guys like Karl Anthony Towns, almost 7 foot, that are winning the 3-point shootout.
Yeah, oh, I mean, like, for sure. But they can, because they're just so much bigger. All they gotta do is float up a little bit and just drop that in, you know?
Yeah.
But, I felt bad for Purdue. I wanted to see them win, but clearly, you know, the Huskies were, the best team on the court. I didn't watch the whole game, but I watched a part of it, unlike the women. So I'm sure numbers will testify to that too as well.
Yeah, I was just looking over the break at Indiana Fever tickets, and they're doing every day at like 10 a.m. They roll out an unannounced game. They have 20 home games, and you can just.
Is that all?
Yeah. It's, you know, it's a truncated season, so about half the NBA.
Okay.
And,
which, by the way, isn't necessarily a bad thing.
No, not at all. And they release like a game per day at 10 a.m. And so I was looking to see maybe getting the first game.
Right.
And I'm looking at others. There is demand for these tickets.
Oh.
I mean, they're rewriting how it goes.
Yeah.
So every morning I'm going to kind of check and see what's on sale. Maybe pick out a game and go.
Okay. I'll watch.
I'd really like to go to her first game. I think that'd be something to be able to say.
Oh, I don't disagree. I'm happy to let you have it. I just
and then after that, it becomes not a priority. It's like, no, then it's about seeing her once.
Look, I totally get it. I'm just not the in-person guy necessarily. I don't need that for whatever reason, but it would be cool.
Yeah.
And you're not alone. Certainly as many people, are lined up to do that, not only at home, but on the road.
Yeah. They have tickets available right now for their draft party. You think a WNBA draft?
They've
party
got a party Wednesday. They got a runner-up party at Iowa that I guarantee you will. You know,
I mean, think about what we're talking about. You know, that used to be like how a couple dozen cupcakes ordered. Now it's like we wouldn't have enough. There's not a baker that would have enough
yeah.
for this party because so many people want to do it.
That's
so
exactly right.
Really cool.
All right, couple things for you here today. Last night, I did watch Parrish, which is the new AMC show with Giancarlo Esposito.
Yeah.
Really good.
Okay, good.
It's
I just
on.
Needed you to confirm because that's what it should have been.
Okay, I mean it is boilerplate recipe show.
Okay.
He's a guy who has a past, trying to do the right thing, getting, you know, dragged back into a life of crime, but reluctantly trying to do the straight and narrow, old friend out of jail, that recipe.
Yep, love it.
Set in New Orleans, good cast, dark kind of, his face is such a roadmap that is so interesting of a long life, and he can look and act so differently in every role. I mean, you would think you look at Giancarlo Esposito and you go, he looks like Giancarlo Esposito.
Right.
But you think about the roles, you know, that he's played, and no, that's Adam Clayton Powell. No, that's, you know, Star Wars.
Best
or
no, Fring.
That's like, yes, from, or even all the way back to Homicide, Life on the Street, right?
Yeah.
Or The Usual Suspects.
And correct. And the thing about his face, just the one that I picked out, the Breaking Bad role, the guy that just looks like a clipboard guy at a fast food restaurant, has all this evil and empire behind him, and you're watching two roles at the same time.
Right.
It's that good.
Yeah. So you've got that, and you know that going
in.
That's enough to get me there.
Uh-huh.
But it was the first two episodes are available, and then I believe the new ones are on Sunday.
Okay.
And it is really, really good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Did you watch Sugar yet with Colin Farrell?
I did.
Is that as good too?
Okay, hang on a second. I think there's only six episodes of this. So it's a limited series on AMC.
Oh, nice.
And they do things just a little darker, a little more. I mean, they're cinematic.
Yep.
You know, they do it very well.
It's like the Dark Knight universe versus just watching regular old Batman.
Yeah.
It has that grit to it.
Yeah. So worth watching.
Awesome.
First two are out.
You have
four more to go, and new episodes are on Sundays. Sugar is great. I don't know. It is very, very different. This is the Colin Farrell PI noir present time kind of PI, finding missing daughter of movie mogul, Los Angeles, Hollywood, got the 63 Corvette, you know, that's the color of the ocean, you know, the convertible, the suits, the sunglasses, but it's the recipe that all of those other PI things are, but he is a guy who, like, you don't really know what you got going. I mean, you know, he's in a taxi cab speaking Arabic to the driver. You know, he's, giving the homeless guy with the dog, you know, money to get back to Milwaukee to his sister. He, like, hates the violence, trying to do a little good in life, but is good at what he does. And it's a flashy sort of, like, a lot of inserts, and it's just different. But in a good way.
Cool. Okay.
First two episodes of that are available, because generally what Apple does is drop one and two at the same time, and then you get the other six, you know, on Friday nights or Fridays, whatever time it is you would like to watch that. It's got a great ensemble cast. You remember the gal that played Beatrice in The Wire? You know, there's just you've got the old guy, you know, from the Pig movie.
But, man.
Cromwell.
Yes. Oh my God. Why am I drawing a blank?
you know, he's the grandfather movie mogul yeah. with the granddaughter missing. And so you've got all of the elements that I love in that sort of lone wolf PI kind of story.
Cool.
Guy against the system. But it's shot in a way because he's a in the Colin Farrell's character, John Sugar, is like literally a movie fanatic and a movie buff. And so there's a lot of like flashes from like old movies and just it's just done in a very different way. And I don't know what they're setting up.
Okay.
But it's two episodes in, most assuredly worth watching.
That thing you picked out about him in the taxi cab speaking Arabic and him not looking Arabic or them even trying to hint at that tells you that there's some past.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Yep. James Cromwell, by the way.
James Cromwell.
Yeah. So really good cast, really good mystery secrets kind of, you know, if you watch Chinatown or any of the great sort of PI stuff over the years, that's why Reacher works so well for Amazon. It's, you know, stranger kind of guy taking on the system.
Yep.
That's as old as the hills, but they're doing it in a very stylistic, different way than I've seen that kind of just gives you that haunting sort of Los Angeles of old feel, but yet in modern times.
Good.
Enjoy visually. It. Yeah. Love the Corvette. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. That's probably the convertible. I'm sure it's the Stingray, and you said it's the blue color. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that ocean blue color, you know, that's yeah.
With the shot of probably him driving down the coast.
Oh yeah, absolutely. As long as the coast doesn't fall out from underneath you, which seems to be doing there in California these days. Anyway, those are two TV shows. Right now I'm getting you in early, only two episodes in that are well worth watching.
Nice. I'm really still enjoying Will Trent and The Irrational. Those are two really good lower stakes ones.
I know. I looked at the Will Trent thing. I haven't bitten yet.
It's a little more popcorny, but the stakes are lower, but he's good. And he's a little, I enjoy both those shows. Good procedurals if you have just regular cable.
You know, speaking of the men's game last night, I heard something in the broadcast that I found hard to believe, but is true. The Big Ten has not won a national championship in 22 years.
Okay, so that would make it 2002.
Michigan State.
Yeah. Wow. And don't they still kind of feel, well, maybe not right now, but they've been a perennial, and we found that out about stinking UConn women, 2006.
Yeah.
That just feels like the empire is still there. It's not the case anymore.
Yep.
Wow, 2002 for the Big Ten?
That's what I heard on the game last night.
Now they have 35 teams in their conference. They have a better chance.
Right?
Stack the deck a little and bring home some hardware.
I would think so. But last night it was abundantly clear, I think, to me early on, you know, who was the more dominant team. And I guess there's some sense of like Illinois being manhandled that way. That like clearly that was the best team in college basketball.
Oh yeah, just listening to Mark Tupper talk about that. You know, as big a fan as any we know about the Illini, and as knowledgeable about college basketball as we know, it's like he showed up to watch UConn beat the Illini, and he probably tuned in last night to watch the same thing happen to Purdue.
It was 2000, by the way, when Michigan State beat the Florida Gators in Indianapolis.
Wow.
Tom Izzo.
Yeah.
Did you see Gene Cady last night?
I didn't see him.
I was reading about him yesterday. I just hope he was doing this by himself and they weren't like just doing it to him like a mannequin. He had like a Purdue sticker on the side of his face and then he had like a P and like shaved in or drawn into the back of his head.
Is that a boy?
Like, I hope it was volunteer.
he doesn't know what's happening to
him. I don't know.
Like a genie.
It didn't have like the ink stain or, you know, like from the hair or whatever, that guy's hair was always like hysterical.
It was funny.
How long did he coach there? I mean, forever.
I just looked at their, when the caller called about the last Purdue championship, I was looking at their lineage. They've had the same coaches for long clusters and he was my entire life.
Jim Cady's 87 years old.
Wow.
That's crazy, right?
He was there a long, long time.
When you think about that, he was 25 years the head men's basketball coach at Purdue University.
Wow.
And their new guy is awkward looking.
Yeah.
I don't mean like his face. I mean like the way he stands and stuff. Mm-hmm. He's got like an awkward gait.
Yeah, he does.
That whole team kind of feels awkward to me.
That's fair.
No, I don't mean like it, just sort of like it's a...
Mm-hmm.
He's got...
Collection?
I don't know. I don't follow Big Ten basketball at large nearly enough to know. Just watching last night, they just seemed uncomfortable and not really sort of in the same league with Connecticut. It felt like, okay, here's the two best teams in basketball, or here's the best team in basketball, and whoever won the runner-up prize.
Right. And that happens sometimes.
That's the way I felt. By the way, I don't know if you saw this. I saw the headline, which intrigued me, and then I got into the story, and it intrigued me even more. In Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers' life, when Tom Petty was still alive, he really worked a lot more in the country music world than people realize. I mean, he didn't do country music necessarily himself, but he produced Johnny Cash and you know, some major, major players in the country music world. And... he literally, John and June Carter Cash, John Prine, Tammy Wynette, Carl Perkins, he worked with those people. And now there is a new tribute album coming out called Petty Country, a country music celebration of Tom Petty.
Oh, nice.
Now, I'm normally not a big fan of these ensemble sort of tribute things where other people do the music you like.
I loved the Marvin Gaye one. It was great. And you got both albums, him doing it and then them doing it.
Yeah.
I love that
one. But to me, he will always be better at doing it than anyone else.
Yeah, no question.
I mean, Sinatra did this thing where he did duets and I don't know. Sometimes it just feels very contrived.
Yeah. Is that the one we just listened to? What was it? American Girl? Is that part of this project?
Hmm?
We played the country version of American Girl that's
by Dierks Bentley.
Yeah, that's hot right now. Is that part of this?
It is. I think the whole album comes out in May.
And that was the lead single?
I have the list of the artist and the songs that they're doing. And if you are a Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers fan, there's so much work over 35 years, different eras, Chris Stapleton is doing I Should Have Known It. Thomas Rhett doing Wildflowers, Luke Combs doing Running Down a Dream, Dolly Parton doing Southern Accents, which is really interesting because Southern Accents didn't even fit on the album it was on. It was so different than everything else. Justin Moore doing Here Comes My Girl, Dierks Bentley doing American Girls we just mentioned, Lady A doing Stop Dragging My Heart Around, Jamie Johnson doing I Forgive It All, Brothers Osborne with I Won't Back Down, Wynonna Judd and Lainey Wilson doing Refugee, Willie Nelson doing Angel Dream Number 2, which was from the soundtrack of a movie that Tom Petty did, the Eli Young Band doing Learning to Fly, Ryan Hurd and Carly Pierce doing Breakdown, Margot Price with Ways to Be Wicked, Midland doing Mary Jane's Last Dance, the Cadillac 3 doing Free Falling, Marty Stewart doing I Need to Know, Rihanna Giddens doing Don't Come Around Here No More, and George Strait doing You Wreck Me, which is one of my favorite Tom Petty and Heartbreaker songs. So, that's an all-star list of country music artists.
Yep, and I know you're not a huge country fan.
I respect the talent.
Is there any pairing on their song and artist that you would, if you could skip to it, which one you would play first? Is there anything that jumps for you? I think
probably Wynonna Judd and Lainey Wilson.
Mm. And what song were
Refugee.
They? So that pairing of artist and song?
It's just having seen her at the Devon, and she's got kind of that raw voice, and then you got Lainey Wilson. Refugee was such an interesting song. If you watch the documentary Running Down a Dream, what Jimmy Iovine and Tom Petty did with that song was crazy. They would get on a plane and fly to New York to see how it sounded in New York.
That's wild.
I mean, they did, over and over and over. And that song is still such an unbelievable song. It may be the single best thing they did, like, in a recording studio as a song.
Yeah.
Not necessarily my favorite Tom Petty song, but it's an amazing song. And I can hear Wynonna Judd's voice in that, I think.
Nice. That American Girl was good. Really good, I thought.
Southern Accents by Dolly Parton. I'm very interested because that was such a strange song, you know, on that album. It's a great song.
Are there any on that list that the song is so much your favorite or that just the song alone makes you curious to hear somebody else do it? I know you're not usually a cover guy.
There is the one that makes me nervous.
Okay, which one's that?
George Strait doing You Wreck Me. That song is so quintessential. It's like I can't hear anybody else in those lyrics but Tom Petty and then George Strait.
You already know what he brings to it. Yeah, that one might not be the best pairing.
Twang, twang, twang. But it also, it just speaks volumes about his influence on music. And, you know, so as a fan, I'm honored that so many of these people wanted to do his music. You know, that's as big an all-star lineup as you can come up with in the world of country music.
I love the idea of albums like that where there's a sleeper in there where you're like, whoa.
I would listen to all of it.
Yeah. I'll check it out too.
Yeah. So there's Dolly Parton's got a video featuring her performing the song amid home video and in studio footage of Patty. And so they're even wrapping it sort of into the video form of that. So it'll be, that's going to be first out of the gate. I'm sorry. It's due June 21st. I thought it said
the whole
May.
Album is
whatever we call it today.
And Dolly seems to be the type of artist that cares about lineage and doing it right.
Yeah.
That I think that's cool.
And then if you look at somebody, you know, who is pretty big, I mean, these are all big artists, right?
There's a couple I'd never heard of, but by and large, yes. I mean, overwhelmingly, yes. I have limited knowledge of a couple on the tail end there.
Yeah. And so Chris Stapleton said, Wildflowers is my favorite album of all time. Any genre. I mean, this is, you know, pretty big country music star that basically, sonically, song wise, I kind of judge all other things by it, you know.
Wow. Yeah. And he's a great artist.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So there you go.
Neat.
Tanya and I can now, you know, we can connect over a Tom Petty song with Dolly Parton.
Wow, that's actually really neat, too. That's fun.
All right, let's do the break. Nick's got your three-day forecast. We'll be back. Is Gen Z becoming the tool belt generation? Huh? They are. It's a good thing. We need plumbers.
Here's a look at your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast. Today, partly sunny and a high of 68. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 47. For Wednesday, 50% chance of showers after 2 p.m. Mostly cloudy and a high of 68. Then Thursday, showers with a high of 58. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 50 degrees.
A primary care physician from Memorial Care can help you better manage your medications. Having one provider who knows your health can help ensure your meds are working together. Physicians in Decatur are accepting new patients. Visit memorial.health today. Isn't it time you start having regular checkups? A primary care physician from Memorial Care can help detect illness early and help you plan for future wellness. Physicians in the Decatur area are accepting new patients. Visit memorial.health today.
Accumulation, preservation, generation. At Busey Bank, these are the principles we use to build meaningful financial partnerships with our clients and their families. With sound advice and vast resources, partner with Busey for a personalized approach to your legacy. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini, member FDIC.
The 2024 St. Teresa High School Mega Raffle is going on now. The fundraiser helps St. Teresa offer a faith-based education to students in our area. Tickets are now on sale, and you can have a chance to win $100,000. Take advantage of special bundles by purchasing multiple tickets, increasing your odds of winning. Early bird drawing is April 12th, and final drawing is May 24th. Buy your tickets today for a chance to win $100,000 by calling 875-7950 or online at sttmega.com.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I hear this occasionally, like in sports coverage, you know, somewhere. And it's so funny because tune this up a little bit. This is the band is called what?
Bronski Beat.
Yes. And I don't even have time to do this, but like you'll hear it coming in, like in and out of like golf or something or some NFL coverage. You go, this was like the biggest gay anthem of the 1980s, like before it was even like widespread acceptable. And now it's just elevator music.
I had no idea.
Yeah. That's, I guess, progress. We'll take a break for bottom of the hour news. Back with more after this.
This is RJ Crace with your stories. Now, the Illinois Department of Transportation is asking the public for feedback on the state's transportation system and the department's overall performance. The annual Illinois Traveler Opinion Survey is available online through April 26th. You can visit idot.illinois.gov. The survey is a chance for people to give their opinions on a range of topics. This year's survey covers road conditions, ice and snow removal, planning priorities, electronic vehicles, and more. Almost $100,000 in grants have been awarded for more than 100 field trips with more than 6,600 students to state parks, natural areas, museums, and other natural resources sites this year. The funding comes from a program administered by the Department of Natural Resources and the Illinois Conservation Foundation. In Macon County, Fundamentals Early Learning Academy of Decatur received $750. Varela Forsyth Middle School received $500. For more stories, podcasts, and videos, visit nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Biden has already canceled $146 billion in student loan debt for at least 4 million people. He wants to add to that tab.
The plan is, what he was talking about this week, is cancel $10,000 to $20,000 of interest for more than 25 million more borrowers.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. Special Counsel Jack Smith urging the U.S. Supreme Court to reject former President Trump's claim that he should be free from prosecution in his 2020 federal election case. There's a hearing on that before the High Court April 25th. U.S. forces throwing two missiles ready to launch from a ground control station in Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen, and one drone launched from the Red Sea from the same group Monday, that from U.S. Central Command, and the military's top brass pitching the Pentagon budget today on Capitol Hill. It's the largest request in history, up 1% from a year ago. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Dan Martini, letting you know about the first-class service you get with First Mid Insurance Group, providing Central Illinois insurance coverage for over 100 years. We specialize insurance for your business and represent A-rated insurance companies such as West Bend Insurance. We guarantee you superior service, building trust through expertise to help make your business secure. We assess your needs and offer you a variety of insurance products and services. Service, whether it is in response to an insurance claim or just a general question, is the most important value we can offer you. Call us today at 217-877-3344, First Mid Insurance.
I love that I have reminders on my phone. Appointments, birthdays,
anniversaries.
Exactly. It's our big anniversary sale this week at Carpet Weavers.
Now get half off installation on Mohawk's waterproof luxury vinyl floors. The installation is free on Mohawk Carpet. Get up to a $1,000 rebate on Mohawk carpets and floors. Instant rebates on all furniture. Plus, 2 years free financing.
Come home to Carpet Weavers,
where floors, furniture, and family meet.
It took more than makeup, costumes, music, and lights to get me on stage. It took the gift of an organ donor.
Nobody said it was easy. It's such a shame for us to part.
Be an organ donor, because life does go on.
Register at lifegoeson.com.
All right, pleasant days ahead.
Yeah, today partly sunny with a high of 68. Tonight partly cloudy and a low around 47. For Wednesday, 50% chance of rain in the afternoon and on. Mostly cloudy with a high of 68. Then Thursday, showers with a high of 58. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 51 degrees. Your WSOI time is 7:33.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Each and every weekday morning, we check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, let's talk about the championship game last night.
Well, I know from talking with a lot of college basketball people that the consensus on UConn coach Dan Hurley is that he's really annoying, epically so, full of himself, over the top with his sideline drama, and that's all true. But given that, there is no disputing that he has twice in a row, assembled the best college basketball team in America. Dominant national championship teams that are entertaining, fun to watch, no fun to play against, because even though, team after team might stay close to them for a while, as Purdue did last night, they always find another gear and then they bury you. And, Purdue found what everybody else has found, that you can't solve these guys. It was no surprise they did it to Purdue. But here's what's kind of interesting. The UConn assistant coach who prepared the scouting report on Purdue was Luke Murray, who's the son of actor, funny man, Bill Murray. And what he noticed is that Zach Edey gets almost the same number of points in Purdue wins as he does in Purdue losses. Edey gets his, but Purdue struggles when Edey's supporting cast struggles, when they don't hit threes, which spoils their inside-outside action, and that's been Purdue's winning formula all year. That's what brought them to the title game. But last night, UConn put, just as I said they would, they put 6'6 Stephon Castle on their Purdue 6-foot point guard, Braden Smith. They blanketed Fletcher Lawyer and Lance Jones, and Purdue made 1 3-pointer for the entire game. And after a fairly close first half, UConn shifted into their breakaway gear, and they blew Purdue away, winning by 15. And what is remarkable is that last season, UConn won all 6 of their NCAA tournament games by an average of 20 points. Then they lost 5 of their top 8 scorers to graduation or the NBA. So they had to basically assemble a whole new team. And this year they won all 6 of their NCAA tournament games by an average of 23.3 points. So as annoying as Dan Hurley might be, he surely seems to have found the secret sauce. I mean, UConn is the most dominant program in college basketball, and it takes a while to digest this because when you think of Blue Bloods, you think of Kentucky and Kansas and Duke, and it isn't those programs that have been dominant. It's UConn, who now has won 6 national championships in the last 26 years, and he's going to go about the business of trying to do it again next year. And hats off to him. Really, it was not a statement about Purdue. Purdue is just like every other good team. Good, but not as good as these guys. These guys are in.
Okay, on the other side of the break with Mark Tupper, we'll do more college hoops. This look at Tupper on Sports brought to you by First National Bank, the quality bank serving 5 communities in Central Illinois.
Hello, my name is Matt Beavers, President and CEO of First National Bank. I wanted to personally thank our customers for trusting FNB to be their bank of choice in Decatur. In our 4 years here, we've been fortunate to work with individuals and businesses alike on projects big and small. We're proud of our financial products and the quality of service our team provides. We're truly a local bank who stays involved throughout the project and who you can come see in person at either of our Decatur locations. Thank you on behalf of our team at First National Bank of Decatur.
First National Bank, the quality bank. Member FDIC, FNBquality.bank.
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, a little more college hoops.
Yeah, we got to get to the John Calipari stuff, who is leaving Kentucky to become the new head coach at Arkansas. That is a major shift in the upper crust college basketball landscape. Kentucky has been a recruiting juggernaut with freshman class after freshman class, packed with one-and-done McDonald's All-Americans. Nobody recruits as well as Calipari at Kentucky. And if you follow the NBA, NBA rosters are just loaded with players who started at Kentucky. It's remarkable. But Calipari's strategy means that they're always young. He's got a bunch of 18 and 19-year-olds. And with Kentucky failing to get out of the first weekend of the NCAA tournament since 2019, hard-to-please Kentucky fans have been grumbling. I don't think I don't think this has become fun for Calipari, and he decided the time was right to move on. So, you know, the obvious question as you begin to contemplate Calipari's replacement at Kentucky is, hey, Dan Hurley, are you interested? And the UConn coach was asked that after he won his second straight national title last night, and he laughed and said, no, I love where I am, and I'm going to work immediately on creating a roster that will bring UConn its third straight national title. Now, whether he can do that or not remains to be seen, but he essentially says, I'm not interested. That Kentucky job is not for everybody. That is an impatient, demanding fan base. If you haven't won a national title in 3 years, they're looking for your replacement. And but they'll find somebody, I know that, and probably a pretty good coach. Meanwhile, here in Illinois, Brad Underwood has his hands full, and I find myself reminding Illini fans that this period of transfer portal chaos takes a great deal of patience, and that's not easy. We know Terrence Shannon and Quincy Guerrier and Justin Harmon won't be back. They're out of eligibility. We know Coleman Hawkins said he has played his final season at Illinois. We know Marcus Damask is done unless he gets a medical waiver from the NCAA for an additional year of eligibility, and that, to me, is a real long shot. We know Dane Danger has transferred to Memphis. We learned this week that incoming freshman guard Jace Butler has decommitted. So that's seven out, and they have two freshmen and a transfer coming, and that means there's four scholarships open, and Illinois is working the transfer portal hard. We know that A.J. Storr from Wisconsin, who would be a tremendous player to get, it sounds like his recruitment in the portal has become an auction where he has informed Kentucky and Kansas that $1 million sounds good to him in NIL money. And I don't think they're going to pay it. I don't think Illinois will pay it. Don't know where that will settle down. But it's unsettling to follow it, to say the least. And yet Brad will come up with some answers. And, you know, you can cross your fingers and hope they're as good as what he did last year when he found Marcus Damask and Quincy Guerrier and the year before that when he got Terrence Shannon. So kind of an unsettling period, and this will play out over the next several weeks.
All right, my friend, enjoy your day. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow. Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Dale Coley coming up a little later today, opening a new portal for funding through literally when I look at all the things that are happening. And it's crazy how much they have done these past couple of years. But the Heart of Illinois Community Foundation and Decatur Earth Mover Credit Union will be in to talk about the application portal for the $400,000 in community works grants.
Amazing.
So you want to be with us there at the top of the hour to hear that. I was looking ahead at all the cool things we have coming up. Just next week, we do have the two cast members from That's What She Said that we didn't visit with ahead of time.
Yeah.
Dr. Dana Ray and Laura Cornell Kennedy. And we'll do a recap and then put it on your calendar for next year.
That's right.
Joe Reedy will be joining us with the Community Foundation later in the month. Kathy Carter. A lot going on. So we're either announcing money to give away or announcing money that's being given away or here's the greatest new events. Always a great time. And Rachel's back.
Awesome.
Today.
Oh, today.
Mom.
Great.
Along with Jess from Earth Mover. So we'll be doing that in about 15 minutes. All right, time to take the marquee coffee break. When we get back, Dale will be in studios with us, give you a preview of tonight's Pharmacy Facts with Friends. Back with more. Stay tuned.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Did you know 63% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck? Living this way causes tremendous stress. We want to help. At LLCU, we have over 30 certified financial counselors ready to help you create a budget, pay down debt, start saving, and ultimately achieve financial freedom. There's no charge, no obligation, because credit unions believe in people helping people. It's why we exist. Call or visit LLCU.org to begin your journey to financial freedom. Land of Lincoln Credit Union. Bank on learning more. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Fraudulent tax returns due identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Their U.S.-based restoration specialists are dedicated to helping solve identity theft issues, and all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which means if you lose money because of identity theft, LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan. Help protect your information with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com and save up to 25% your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Got an all-80s lineup today. Digging it. Good morning and welcome. Tonight at 5, Pharmacy Facts with Friends will be on the air live. If you miss any of that, of course, the show is always podcast at NowDecatur.com right after the show is over. Dale Coley joins us in studios. All right. Debbie Bogle's going to be in with you tonight.
She is going to come in tonight. We've got an update from the United Way and their annual Food Truck Frenzy event that's coming up April 20th.
I feel bad. I've never been to this event, and they do it every year, and it's always a big success, right?
It's a great success. It really is. It's a fun thing to do, and I've been there a couple times, and they do a great job, and it's a great way to support the United Way and get a little food.
Look, there's nothing better, right? So that's not this Saturday. It's a week from this Saturday,
right?
On the 20th. And Nick, have you been out there for this?
Yes.
Okay. How many food trucks do they have?
You know, it ranges. There's an assortment. I would say a handful or so. And people come out, and what you do is you bring your family, and then you split up the divide and conquer, because let's see.
Everybody
beat
brings
the
back
lines.
A little bit of everything.
That's exactly the way to do it.
Okay. Sounds
all
like
ages,
a plan.
A lot of fun.
Sounds like a plan. All right. To more serious stuff. Tell me what House Bill 5394 is.
Well, it was passed through committee this last week that requires the school districts to have a cardiac emergency response plan in place. And this is very, very valuable. You think kids in high school and schools shouldn't have that much of a need. But last year there were 108 students under the age of 18 that suffered a sudden cardiac event in Illinois. And as you know, our son passed away from a sudden cardiac event. And so we've kind of embraced this. And according to the American Heart Association, these statistics are very real. And it's one thing that you identify someone's having a sudden cardiac event, but there's got to be a plan in place that you can do something about that. And we'll break down what should go into a cardiac emergency plan and how the Stone Thrown Forward program that we had, the foundation that we have, has worked with our local healthcare partners to train coaches and teaching staff on AEDs and CPR education to help prevent this type of a catastrophe ever occurring to some family here in Macon County.
You know, it's amazing to me. I know that part of the way we live our life is to be in denial about things. I mean, there's some sort of self-defense mechanism that's, you know, because most people won't, under the age of 18, suffer one of these. But 108, when you look at the numbers, certainly determines that there would be more education, more requirements, and you guys have been in the forefront of all this because you had to be one of those 108 families that had the unfortunate experience that most people won't have. But you've made such good out of this, and I don't understand. You know, sometimes the argument is, well, you know, the vast majority of people. Okay, that doesn't address the 108. We just had Tanya and the police chief in last week talking about gun locks. You know, they're giving those away at crossing. And then this past weekend, we had one of these stories where a 16-year-old and a 17-year-old were drinking, and you've got an involuntary manslaughter charge now and a kid dead, and it had there been a gun lock. Yeah, and most kids – aren't going to die of that.
Absolutely.
But if there had been a gun lock, if there had been a system in place and a plan in place for the cardiac arrest for these 108 kids, it doesn't matter whether the majority will do this. It would be saving that one life.
Absolutely. And the prevention side of things is so important. And it really, truly is a way in which, from a response perspective, you need to know what is going on. And they had an issue going on at a local place here in Decatur. We had been involved in getting them an emergency plan and some cardiac information about educating the staff and things like this. It went very, very well, and it would have probably gone well, but they felt so much better because they had a plan in place, and they knew exactly what was going to happen.
And I think we just think that everyone's got a plan, and you often find out that's just not the case, and it's not out of bad intent, but this law would say, no, you have to. You literally have to.
And you'd say, well, I can look at this child, well, that person has probably got a problem. That's not true at all. A vast majority of these 108.
LeBron James' son.
Absolutely.
This happened at USC, and so I'm just grateful that you guys took the tragedy, the epic tragedy of your lifetimes, and turned it into something that will save other lives. There's no doubt it already has, and will continue to do so. So how do people get involved with talking to their legislators about getting this passed?
We will have all that information on the show tonight. Lauren's very, very, as you know, very, very involved in the legislative processes that are going on the pharmacy side, and she's segued into this the cardiac rehab type stuff. So we'll have all that information, who to contact and when to contact these individuals, because that's very, very important. It's a no-brainer from my perspective, and it's very little cost involved in this thing here. But
you guys have raised a lot of money to help those with those costs here locally, right?
Absolutely. And we've supplied several different places with the AEDs, and that's a very, very important portion of this whole program. So it'll be a very stimulating program this evening at 5:30 on Pharmacy Facts with Friends, and it will help us understand more about what we need to do to prevent this type of stuff in our schools and in our communities.
All right, looking forward to that. What's the latest with the whole hack and the non-payment? And I mean, are we getting caught up at all in that?
Finally seeing some light at the end of the tunnel. We are seeing the hack has been taken care of.
This was the parent company of United Healthcare, right? So
Change Health.
So, yeah,
and it is you're seeing, but every day that you missed on this thing here, it seems like it takes 4 or 5 days to catch that up. So it's going to be another month or so before it's all totally straightened out. But
people realize though what a burden that is on a small business. You're here serving the community. You're not going to not serve your customers, and then that means you got to wait to get paid or reimbursed for what you've already delivered. But that's such a strain, and I don't, and it just doesn't seem like there's ever any accountability to these big guys. That just step all over, people's needs. You're there to be the buffer for that, but you get punished.
Absolutely. And absolutely true. And the Change Health should company should never have had that much power to have all that information at their disposal and kind of commandeering that, because once you have a blip on this thing here, it goes down the ladder very, very quickly. And like I said, public aid we weren't able to even bill public aid until about 10 days ago. So that's been a real process going on. So.
Yeah. Here's what I know about you guys though. You're not going to not serve the other end of this. They don't care. But you guys are the tip of the sword, in the community, and you got people relying on you, and you go do what you're going to do for them, because that's just who you guys are as people.
I
don't know. It feels like we don't learn anything from these lessons.
Not at all. They send out press releases and tell you what's going to happen or how this is going to be taken care of. And the individual that's getting punished the most, the patient that needs that medication, doesn't even care about their press releases.
No.
So, but we're getting through it, and I appreciate you being a spokesman for this, because there was a lot of people who didn't understand what was going on. It's been very, very helpful to get the information out to people.
Our pleasure. We look forward to 5 o'clock. And boy, I'll tell you, if you're, here's the way you can support the people like the Coleys in our community who give and give and give and give. You know, even if you're not a prescription, you don't have, go shop at their store. Go buy a Dool of candy. You'll see salt stuff. You're going to thank me afterwards anyway. Go spend money there, because they go above and beyond. You wouldn't believe, whether the state of Illinois is not paying their bills or, it all stacks up. It makes it hard, but they don't blink. They don't flinch. They continue to serve and do the right thing. And as a community, you should reward that behavior. And I don't have anything against the box stores other than the box stores aren't raising money to have, make sure, schools have cardiac plans in place, or they're not doing the things and supporting the causes. So please, support local.
Keep your money indicator.
All right, Dale, we'll see you tonight at 5.
Thank you.
Here's Nick with your 3-day forecast, back with more right after this.
Today, it's going to be partly sunny with a high of 68, then tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 47. For Wednesday, 50% chance of showers after 2 p.m., mostly cloudy, high near 68. Then Thursday, showers and a high near 58. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 52 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:55. This look at your weather brought to you by Shaner's Towing. Fast, reliable, 24-hour towing in the Decatur area. Call Shaner, 217-875-2200.
When you have car trouble and need a tow, trust Shaner's Towing. Shaner's of Decatur is your best choice for business towing solutions in central Illinois. Roadside assistance, farming, towing and recovery, auto repairs and tires and more. If you're looking for a fast and reliable partner for all auto and heavy duty needs, just visit shanerstowing.com. Trust Shaner's and save their number, 875-2200. That's 875-2200. When accidents happen, when you need a repair, trust Shaner's Towing.
Hello, my name is Matt Beavers, President and CEO of First National Bank. I wanted to personally thank our customers for trusting FNB to be their bank of choice in Decatur. In our 4 years here, we've been fortunate to work with individuals and businesses alike on projects big and small. We're proud of our financial products and the quality of service our team provides. We're truly a local bank who stays involved throughout the project and who you can come see in person at either of our Decatur locations. Thank you on behalf of our team at First National Bank of Decatur.
First National Bank, the quality bank. Member FDIC, FNB. FNBquality.bank.
You're listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Temperatures did drop about 7 degrees for that half hour yesterday, by the way, I saw across central Illinois.
It absolutely,
I didn't see Decatur, but I saw Bloomington. I saw the numbers for like Bloomington and where else did it? I think the SJR had the numbers for Jacksonville, Lincoln, and Bloomington. And it was about a 7 to 8 degree drop.
No question about it. It was absolutely easy to feel that.
You mentioned it earlier. I just saw the
anecdote. And no breeze. So it was just colder temperature.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice and gray.
It's because it went over Clinton's hometown.
That's funny.
I'm not even joking. I mean, that was part of the stuff yesterday.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. The landmarks that it crossed, JFK's assassination, through Hope, Arkansas, through,
That's good.
Obvious signs.
Global coordination.
Yeah, but how many contrails were there yesterday? I did want to bring up quickly, Pat McAfee got in that war of words with the guy who was literally in charge of programming for ESPN, Norby Williamson.
Yeah.
He got canned this week.
Norby did?
40 years at ESPN.
Don't mess with the talent, Norb.
But Norb was in charge of the talent. And I don't know. I mean, I'm not rooting for anyone to lose their job. It does give you an idea of where they are or where they're trying to be and the differing views on how to be and get to wherever they're going on what has been the worldwide leader kind of standard bearer of sports for the last 50 years, right?
And is having to reinvent themselves.
And then who's on board with the reinvention, who's not on board. I thought it was an interesting move.
Yeah, absolutely. It says the old regime is, that's not how we do things anymore. This is how we're going about it.
And it doesn't mean the new regime's right.
Does not mean that.
But we'll see. So Pat McAfee won to nothing so far with headbutting against the brass.
He had a pretty good WrestleMania commentary, too. He'd been kind of slacking lately.
Had he?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that. It's good to know. I didn't know one or the other in that story, so I really hadn't missed anything.
Brought his game back up a little.
Good for you, Pat. Nice tank top. All right, when we take a break and we get back here, we've got a lot to get to in the final hour. Don't go anywhere.
We're everywhere you are. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. The Decatur Regional Chamber of Commerce will host the annual State of the Community on May 2nd at the Conference Center and Hotel. Doors open at 7:30 a.m. The program begins at 8. Tickets include the program and breakfast. You can purchase tickets at DecaturChamber.com or call 217-422-2200. Ameren, Illinois customers driving in and around North Lakeshore Drive in Decatur will see Ameren crews working from now until August. They're replacing steel pipeline and natural gas services with modern corrosion-resistant material. About 4 miles of pipeline are being replaced and more than 170 connections to customer homes and businesses. Weather permitting, this phase of the project should be done by mid-July. For ongoing projects, a brief...
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.